USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New England is bracing for Hurricane Henri as the storm's effects could be seen as early as Saturday night. The Category 1 storm is expected to make landfall Sunday afternoon on Long Island or in southern New England. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts and on Block Island. The storm's effects are expected to be felt throughout the northeast inland as far as Albany, New York. If Henri is still hurricane strength when it makes landfall, it would be the first direct hit by a hurricane for New England since Hurricane Bob in 1991. And new data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Friday, the third straight day over 1 million given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A family of four has been caught trying to break COVID rules, trying to enjoy some R&R. Mike Fortier has the details.
A family vacation now has a Florida couple facing criminal charges. A husband and wife from Miami Beach arrested last week in Hawaii for using fake vaccine cards while trying to enter the state. Hawaii requires proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter the state without having to quarantine. It was the vaccine cards for their kids that tipped off a screener at the Honolulu airport.
The screener at the airport, when they came through, noticed an anomaly about the age of the children and the vaccine, and that's how we got it.
Hawaii Attorney General Special Agent Joe Logan talking to NBC 6. The kids' ID showed they were too young to have gotten the vaccine. The couple charged with misdemeanors and could get a year in prison. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the final round of the Northern Trust will be delayed by a day due to Hurricane Henri. The PGA Tour announced Saturday that the final round of the first FedEx Cup playoff event will move to Monday. A tropical storm warning is in effect in the area of the Liberty National Golf Club. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A massive recall of electric vehicles from Chevrolet is raising questions about the very batteries that power them. Wendy King reports.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. President Biden will need electric vehicles to reach a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 as part of a broader effort to fight climate change. The GM recall adds about 73,000 Bolts from 2019 through 2022 model years to a previous recall of 69,000 older Bolts. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion, bringing the total cost of the Bolt battery recalls to $1.8 billion. GM said owners should limit charging to 90% of battery capacity. The Bolts should also be parked outdoors until the modules are replaced. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.